This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know what people aren't buying as much of as they used to? That certain electric car, Tesla's. The company said this morning it's cutting 10% of its global workforce in the face of softer demand and more intense competition. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Last year, Tesla had to resort to steep price cuts to stimulate sales. It hasn't quite worked.
These are some dark days for Tesla.
Dan Ives is the managing director at Wedbush Securities. Growth has slowed globally for Tesla. Its deliveries declined 8.5% in the first quarter, the first decline in 4 years.
This has gone from a Cinderella ride to a bit of a horror show in the near term.
There are a few things behind it.
Too many electric cars and not enough buyers.
Mike Ramsey is a VP analyst at Gartner. Electric vehicle sales are still growing in the U.S., but they are slowing down.
The availability of public charging in the U.S. is still not really what it needs to be to give most people confidence to switch over to EVs.
People are buying more hybrids. Sales increased 50% this year. Interest rates are high, and EVs are still more expensive than regular cars here in the U.S. And Tesla has a price problem globally, says Seth Goldstein, an equity strategist at Morningstar Research Services.
Tesla does not sell any affordable vehicles.
Competitors in China do, lots of them.
Competitors who do are still seeing faster growth rates, largely in the affordable vehicle market, whereas Tesla is somewhat limited to the luxury market, which is growing slower because it's more saturated.
Tesla can still salvage the budget electric vehicle niche in the US and Europe, Goldstein says.
There are still generally a lack of a lot of affordable vehicle options that also have the adequate range. So I think they are not late in those markets.
But Tesla's competitors in China are eyeing those markets too. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.